Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve with Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Will. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. All right, Will, you understand how this year game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Your choices today. We have Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. We have Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, we have License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Let's go Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Police in Pennsylvania are looking for a man they say broke into a person's apartment and hit the victim in the face with something. Police said, quote, once the victim opened the door, three males forced their way into the residence and physically assaulted him by punching him in the face and head and also striking him with an object. The victim suffered severe swelling and a fractured cheekbone. Now, two of the three assailants, they were masked, but they said the unmasked man was, in fact, identified as one Abimael Alardin, a 20-year-old. He was identified as previously residing with the victim in the apartment. The victim positively identified him as being the male without the mask that forced his way into the apartment, and also the male to come to his apartment earlier that day to claim a package. Anyway, that guy's been charged with burglary and aggravated assault. The question is, what did he use to hit the victim in the face? Was it a frying pan? Was it a brick? Was it a wooden spoon, or was it a 2-liter bottle? So a frying pan, brick, wooden spoon, or a 2-liter bottle?
Chad Smith, what do you think?
So the guy had been there earlier in the day.
Been there earlier in the day, I guess, saying a package had been delivered he wanted to collect. He had also lived with this guy previously. And then he comes back that night with two of his buddies, and they commence to beating his ass.
Will, 90% of the buildings in Pennsylvania are made out of brick. I'm just going to go brick. Out of Italian bricklayers, you met a few of them.
Oh, and I'm
gonna
in
say,
handy.
I'm going to say frying pan.
Frying pan.
I'm
going to
go wooden spoon just because that was what my mom used to do when she got mad at me. And I think that would cause the cheek swelling.
Okay.
All right, fair enough.
What did he hit his old roommate with? A frying pan, a brick, a wooden spoon, or a 2-liter bottle? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Gregory is hit me with your best shot on profile. This three Pennsylvania man broke into an apartment. One of them was his ex-roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And they hit the occupant in the face with an object. Question is, what did they hit him with? Frying pan, brick, a wooden spoon, or a two-liter bottle?
Yes, indeed, Will. And that is the question we pose to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. You went with the old brick.
Well, I'm glad that that didn't happen.
It's a brick to your face.
And Will, you went with the wooden spoon because that's how your mom beat your ass when you were getting on her nerves back in the day. It was not a wooden spoon. That's for butts, not faces. And Ted, you went frying pan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Frying pan.
Yep.
Okay.
He brought it home, man.
Ding. I'm here to whoop ass and saute.
Brought an onion. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Thinking about making the a little scarier for Halloween. You walked to my house and I was just laughing like that. You'd be like, what the hell?
I would leave, yeah.
Good to see you, my guy.
And I'm gone.
Welcome.
All right. Are you on something? Why do you think that? It's perfectly fine. Your choices are. You got Seth Meyers. The Jimmy.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title is Guys Have Challenge. The team's writer and something come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Have you guys have seen this, but according to a new poll, trick-or-treating isn't cool anymore, and trunk-or-treating is better, according to kids. So, more candy for less work? I am shocked kids prefer this. Oh, thanks.
Ted Smith. Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lazy kids.
We got candy here.
French police say they're working around the clock to solve the Louvre jewelry heist. Working around the clock, or as it's known in France, 10:30 to noon, then like 2 to 3:30.
Colbert.
Yeah, Colbert.
Seth Meyers.
Damn. French police said they've been working around the clock to track down the suspects in last week's Louvre jewelry heist. Working around the clock, or as it's known in France, 10:30 to noon, and then like 2 to 3:30.
A lot of hot takes on a new episode of the podcast. Number one, MCTP is claiming the Paris and Vegas is better than Paris, France.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Oh.
He hated Paris. Bad news. Your favorite protein power could have a worrisome amount of lead in it. Pretty sure any amount of lead is bad. They're being a little nonchalant with that report. It's like your doctor saying, I'm looking at your x-ray of your bladder here. It has a worrisome amount of thumbtacks.
Colbert.
Yeah, Colbert.
Yeah, that's Colbert.
Well, bad news. According to new research, your favorite protein powder could be exposing you to worrisome amounts of lead. Pretty sure any amount of lead is bad. They're being a little nonchalant with that report. That's like your doctor saying, I'm looking at your x-ray of your bladder here. It has a worrisome amount of thumbtacks.
Tesla has issued a recall for more than 63,000 Cybertrucks because the front lights are too bright. Apparently, you could see people laughing at you from up to 300 yards away.
Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon. Seth Meyers.
Tesla has issued a recall for more than 63,000 Cybertrucks because the front lights are too bright. Apparently, you can see people laughing at you from up to 300 yards away.
I just want to get this story out there. The Kardashians obviously are part of TV now.
Mm-hmm.
And massively successful show, this and that. Kourtney Kardashian is now selling lollipops for your vagina. Yep. It's, you just suck on them morally. They also come in.
So the
lollipop goes in your mouth.
Correct. But it helps your vagina.
Okay. I saw the headline yesterday, and it
I just assumed
she had vagina lollipops. And I just went down like the Gwyneth Paltrow road.
The lollipops, which also come in gummy form, contain a probiotic that helps combat things like bacterial vaginosis.
Supercalifragilistic.
Bacterial vaginosis, yeast infections, and aerobic vaginitis. What's up?
No. Keep reading that. I want to see you get through this.
The lollies are called lemon purr.
All right. What if I tried one of these? I wonder what would happen for me.
Your vagina would not itch.
Thank God.
Do you have aerobic vaginitis?
Not if I suck on that.
What the hell is that?
I don't
know. Sorry. Aerobic?
Oh, aerobic.
Vaginitis?
Vaginitis.
Aerobic vaginitis.
It's aerobic. So now it's doing exercises.
It's working too much.
I got to go.
Look out.
I hope I'm saying that
right. Aerobic vaginitis.
Or aerobic?
I don't think that's going to help.
Aerobic vaginitis.
Oh. It's like saying you got BO under your arms, but a lollipop's going to help you with that.
I don't know. If ladies like she just says, I love that they can turn daily self-care to something sweet and simple.
Aerobic vaginitis is a vaginal infection characterized by an overgrowth of aerobic bacteria leading to inflammation of the vagina.
What is aerobic bacteria?
Is it just from sweating down there? Working
to the
out
oldies
too much?
Or something? Everybody keep their legs. Aerobic.
Yeah.
An organism or aerobe is a... No. Oh, an aerobic organism or aerobe is an organism that can survive and grow in an oxygenated environment.
Don't blow down there. Okay, and some of the symptoms. All right, redness and swelling of the vaginal lips, pain during intercourse, itching or burning, vaginal odor, and my personal favorite, vaginal discharge that is thick, yellow, or green.
It starts looking like Jimmy Carter smiling.
Don't bring President Carter's dad. Don't bring him into
that. That's fair. That's my man.
I don't know. But you know how hard it is to find beef liver or milk thistle in a gummy? It is very hard. She's got lollipops for her privates.
Yes.
Beef liver for your vagina.
All right.
Cure your vagina with beef this liver. Beef liver.
A lot of iconic TV costumes have recently been sold at auction. It's kind of interesting to see how much some of this stuff got. All right. Let's see. Herman Munster's costume. From the Munsters. How much do you think somebody paid for that?
$2.
They're all...
$12,500.
I know.
$37,500.
Wow.
Damn. Mm. And it's just like a giant suit for a big dude, right? Fred Gwynn was a big man anyway. I don't know. Okay.
Maxwell's smart shoe phone?
Ooh. Oh. See, I'd spend for that.
Okay.
$40,000.
$50,000.
$28,000.
Throw wins. $35,000.
All right. Okay. Now, that was kind of cool.
See, it'd be also better if it was operational.
But here's the thing. Because if I had Fred Gwynn's suit, I'd have to tell people what it is.
Correct.
The shoe phone, if you know Get Smart, you'd be like, you got to be kidding me.
You figured, you got Indiana Jones' whip hanging up in your house. People will look at that and know, or at least have an idea that that's what that is.
Sure.
Herman Munster's suit's just a suit.
You got to have the hat, too. Just whip guy. You don't want to be whip. Well...
bring your aerobic vaginosis over here.
You can be whip guy. I just feel like it's got to be in the bedroom. If I walk in your living room, you just got a whip, and there's no Indiana Jones hat.
No, we have sex out here.
That's what. Be like, what in the hell is Mike getting into? Remember I Dream of Jeannie?
Oh, yeah.
How much do you think her pink harem costume went?
Ooh, now, that would be a little bit more. I'd say 50.
I'm going to say that's 80.
Wow.
40.
42.5.
42.5. All right.
God, I'm over again.
Yep. All right, how about this? Captain Kirk's Starfleet uniform.
That would probably get over 100.
100,000.
Yeah. I'm going to go.
How much money y'all got?
I'm going to go 85.
We're spending your money.
62.5.
62.5.
Okay. Now.
That's probably the most iconic thing we've heard so far.
And you don't have to explain to anyone what it is.
All right, two of Fonzie's leather jackets worn by Henry Winkler.
65.
$87,000 and $75,000.
They went for more than Captain Kirk's Starfleet uniform.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
It's still
jumped a shark in that.
I know.
What have you done?
Who doesn't water ski in a leather jacket?
I knew that website before I knew the phrase.
Right. Oh, jumping the shark?
Yeah, I knew it meant something was over.
That's one of the funny things. Probably the longest lasting cultural impact that Happy Days will have is that it gave us the term jump the shark.
Yeah.
Because they put out that.
Let's see. All right, here's one that's very expensive. The Joker's costume worn by Cesar Romero on Batman.
Oh,
that was the Adam West Batman.
Yeah, that's right. So these, and then we got Batman.
The
and
Riddler Robin. Was the best one.
150.
I'll say 80.
110.
Now you guys are way too low. This is the Joker's costume, the original Joker. 212.
It was too pink for my taste.
Okay, I know, but still, if you had it,
yeah.
You know.
Well, and that Batman is not nearly as scary.
Not at all.
Bam.
But the Joker was probably the scariest villain.
I'm not sure.
With the Riddler, not really. With the Penguin, that was a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
The Riddler's just weird. I don't trust guys in body suits.
That's probably a good rule to live by.
Riddle me this.
Right?
Where are my pockets?
Riddle me this. What side do I hang to? It's like the lap.
That's a goddamn pants.
How long does it take me to go to the restroom and get out of this?
4 inches.
Right. All right, now Batman and Robin's costume worn by $300,000,
Burt Ward, right?
And Burt Ward from the original Batman series.
I'm going to go 300.
Is this
on
a
Batman.
Combined or is this each?
This is both. So you got to
okay,
pump up.
I'll
the
say $400,000.
Yeah, I was going to go right there. I'll say 420.
I'll say 450.
Pump them up.
Five.
A little bit more.
Six.
Not that much.
550.
$575,000.
For both of them, though.
For both of them.
Well, no one's wearing Robins.
No.
But if you have Robins, you need to have Batmans. You can't be the guy that just has Robins.
You can have Batman without Robin, but not Robin.
I was Robin for Halloween one year because it was... My mom deducted that it was the easiest... Because you didn't have to make the hood, the hell.
Yeah.
It was the easiest costume that she could make.
Were you mortified?
I didn't know any better, I don't think. But yes, because it's just a face mask.
Yeah. No.
We'll get into this probably on Friday or something when we talk costumes. But again, one year, I took cardboard, like boxes, and just wrote or painted them brown and wrote Hershey's on it and then wore it like a sandwich sign.
Ghetto Halloween.
Isn't it?
Nightmare on your street. Huh?
Join the Ted Smith for another edition of Ghetto Halloween.
Right. People are giving you sandwiches to take home. Here, kid. You might need this for later.
There's $20, man.
Exactly. Hey.
Take care of yourself.
Hey, come on in. No, it's okay. Thanksgiving dinner.
Here's a milk.
I kid you not. We cleaned out my dad's house. That damn thing was still in the attic.
The Hershey thing?
Yes.
Did you put it on?
No. I thank God, right, because we had to do it in 2 weekends. Thank God, like, my mom called me and said, guess what? It's still here. And I called my brother on it right back and said, shit, I didn't burn it. Right? Like,
who's saving that? Why?
Right. And what am I going to show it off? Hey, you want to hear about a sad childhood costume? Hey, good news. I still got it. All right, for you to watch tonight, you got the World Series Game 5. Hey, look. Change the tune. Maybe go Blue Jays, right? They knocked out the Mariners. They're hitting the crap out of the ball. My main thing is now I want to see this go 7.
It just might, man.
Right, yeah. That thing goes 7.
I cannot
7.
Believe they're in it. To be honest with you, just watching the Dodgers play and NLCS, I didn't even think they had a prayer.
I'm with you. I thought the Dodgers were just going to smoke them, but...
Nope, Yankees just suck.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Germany, where rats are attacking bats and snatching them midair. Meanwhile, a man breaks into a home and thinks a bottle of wine is his to share. Cop shows up for Zoom hearing, not wearing pants during case. A man reunited with a dog 7 years after a burglar snatched the dog from the place. And a sad story out of Indiana involving a flying deer. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We're going to Detroit, where court can be interesting. We toasted this man earlier today. A video is going viral of an exchange between the judge and an officer that gets a little awkward. The man before the judge is a local officer who's in court to help out with charges of reckless driving and public intoxication. And when he is asked to identify himself for the record, the shot pans to the officer who is at home on a webcam, and he states his name and rank with the local PD. And we can see that the officer is dressed for the occasion. Mostly. He's wearing his button-down uniform shirt, and that's about it. But our man isn't the best with camera angles, as he is in full view of the camera shot, and we get a look at the fact that he has no pants on.
You got some pants on, officer?
No, sir.
Officer Jackson, okay.
Okay. Just gonna move on.
Yep. And he put pants on, right?
No. He just adjusted his camera.
Oh, all right.
I ain't gotta put pants on for this. You know, that's
that dude guilty.
Oh. Like, video calls have made a lot of things more convenient, and it's kind of taken some of the integrity out of the court. There are too many people that are way too cavalier with it because they're not there in front of everybody in court. It's like,
things change when you're not in person.
Right. Let's start changing this to where people have to appear in court again, huh?
Yeah.
Let's make this happen.
I think sometimes, too, for cops, you guys spend so much time in just traffic court or this or that. So if he had to do a bunch of them, he's probably like, screw it. I'm not putting pants on.
Then put your phone on your desk.
Granted, he should have known and adjusted enough for like...
Yes!
Right. You should know better than that.
Double check.
Down to California for a rather cavalier criminal. A man in his 70s left his home for the afternoon but returned to find an intruder sitting at his table drinking his wine. Luckily, the intruder left at the first request, and without further incident, he just left. The man took a look around and noticed that his home had been rummaged through, though it didn't seem like anything other than the wine had been taken. He called authorities, and they picked him up a little bit later. He's now facing a handful of charges, and locals are being asked to come forward with any information that they may have about the incident.
This is weird.
Right?
Yeah.
You just stole the man's wine. And also, why are you just hanging out? You clearly rummaged through there looking for whatever it was.
Sure.
Didn't find what you were looking for. And then
leave.
Right.
Then go.
Exactly.
Right. Steal my wine, but don't drink it in my home.
And also, so which is better? You break into a spot and the dude gets defensive and tries to find his safe escape. You know, even maybe if it's brandishing a weapon of some kind as he backs out. Or the dude is oddly calm sitting at your table drinking your booze.
I'm less offended if he's backing out with his gun drawn.
Right.
There's a recognition that they have done something they should not do.
Correct.
He has a gun. You're using it for the purposes it should be used in this situation.
Right.
The guy drinking the wine, like, nothing that you've done bugs you.
No, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, something like that kind of happened to my mom. She said use the park and ride and then go downtown D.C.
Okay.
And somebody broke into her car, obviously figured out her address, and they broke into her house. But they only took booze. When they figured out it was just like teenagers.
Huh.
Yeah. Because the cops were like, it's very strange. Like, nothing else was missing.
They just took booze.
Just booze.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sign of the team.
Yeah. Then they caught him. I guess they've been doing it all over Colombia.
Also, oddly, not as offensive as other things that you could take. I would be annoyed if you took my booze and left everything else.
Yeah, but I'm not. It's not devastating.
Right.
Kind of like, I get it.
Like, I'm mad, but at the same time, like, took my damn booze, man.
Yeah.
I wanted a shot when I got home. I'm stressed out because of this. Now I want a shot, and I can't. Damn it.
Damn kids,
get out of my house.
Yeah, hang outside the 7-Eleven and wait for somebody that's old enough like we did.
That's right.
Don't do that.
Fashion way.
Yeah.
Over to Europe, where they're concerned about a local animal population. For years, researchers in the area have been watching the local bats and found a new threat to their survival, a predator that they did not know that they needed to be concerned about. The new threat has shown increased evidence of systematic predation of the bats, attacking them when they're hibernating, as well as taking advantage of swarms and when they're on the ground. Side note, bats hit the ground from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
They observe...
Nice sonar, dude.
Dumbass.
Whoa! Imagine if Batman just... Like Dracula just flew into the ground.
Damn it! They've observed 13 kills over a 5-week span and actually found a stockpile of 52 bat carcasses in one area as well, which is why they're taking a close look at the local rats that are taking up the bat population. Damn. Isn't that a different kind of, you know, just like you're attacking your own at this point? Bats are flying rats, aren't they?
Yeah, sort of. People kill people.
Yeah, I mean, they rhyme. I don't know if they're related. Bat, rat.
Well, they're both mammals. They're both vermin.
All right, you did win this one.
Okay, thank
I'll
you,
I'll give
Ted.
It to you. Yeah,
appreciate it.
All right.
Good job that they rhyme, though, Ted. Proud of you for picking that up, buddy. Researchers warned that a single rat could take out upwards of 7% of the local bat population all on its own. I'm sorry, I didn't know why I needed to
You
that
got
out.
It, hey. Peter Ramsey's down.
But just in case those stars have a bad taste in the mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To Tampa, where once again the story gets worse before it gets better, a woman came home to her apartment one day to find that the door had been kicked in by a burglar and some items from her home were missing. But the missing thing that she cared about most was her husky, Luca. who was either taken or left through a now open door. In spite of her efforts, she wasn't able to track down her beloved pup, and that is when she got the phone call. That is until she got the phone call 7 years later. An officer found him wandering the streets, and immediately he jumped into the car door that the officer opened for him, which means he wanted to go home now.
Yeah.
He needed a good amount of medical attention from the vet when that he was taken to, but he was eventually reunited with his owner, and the two are finally comfortable at home once again. Brilliant. Men's Room Sports. Ted said you got college football on ESPN2 and CBS Sports, basketball on ESPN, hockey on NHL, and Game 5 of the World Series is over on Fox. As far as your weather, you got a few clouds and a low of 43 tonight, expecting mostly cloudy and a high right around 55 tomorrow. That's it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkins.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy. The head chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Lovely Jolene's coming up here in just seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this batch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.